Hare Krishna, today is Vasanta Panchami and today also is the day when some very exalted devotees appeared and also today is the disappearance day of some other devotees. Today is Raghunandan Thakur's appearance day or disappearance? Where is it? You have the paper with you? Back at home? Today is Vishnu Priya Devi's appearance, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur's disappearance, Pundarik Vidyanidhi's appearance, Raghunandan Thakur's appearance, Srila Raghunandan Das Goswami's appearance, Raghunath Das Goswami's appearance. Yeah, so let's start off with Vishnu Priya Devi. Vishnu Priya Devi is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eternal consort. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his Grihastha Ashram, he first got married to Lakshmi Priya Devi. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the East Bengal for preaching, and teaching, Mahaprabhu actually went to teach, and so during that absence, due to the separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishnu Priya Devi left her body. Apparently it is due to a snake bite that she left her body, Lakshmi Priya Devi. But the actual understanding is that it is due to the separation of, due to the intense separation that appeared to her like being bitten by a snake, that she left her body. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to Navadvip, then Sachi Mata made arrangements for Mahaprabhu to get married again. And at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got married to Vishnu Priya Devi. Vishnu Priya Devi, in that way we know that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has two principal consorts. Like in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes, it is Radharani and Chandravali. These are the two principal consorts, the two principal personalities who stands on his left hand side and on his right hand side. And then in Krishna's Dwarka pastimes, these same two personalities appear as Satyabhama Devi. Radharani appeared as Satyabhama and Chandravali appeared as Rukmini. And in Narayan Leela, when Krishna expands himself as Narayan, then they appear as Sri Devi and Bhu Devi. And only in Ramchandra's pastime, he has only one wife, that is Sita Devi. But generally the Lord appears with his two consorts. Similar way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastimes, they appeared as Lakshmi Priya and Vishnu Priya. With Nityananda Prabhu also, we find that there was Vasudha Devi and Jandava Devi. And so Vishnupriya Devi is the manifestation of Bhur Shakti or Bhur Devi. And so this way she is actually the expansion of Srimati Radharani and Satyabhama. In Navadvip, there was a very exalted Brahmana called Sanatan Mishra, and he was a great devotee of Vishnu, and he was also the Pandit in the court of the king. He was a Raj Pandit. Actually, this personality is King Satrajit of Dwapar Yuga. The personality, Satrajit, appeared as Sanatana Mishra in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And King Satrajit's daughter was Satyabhama. So, in Mahaprabhu's pastimes, King Satrajit appeared as Sanatana Mishra, and his daughter was Vishnupriya Devi. She was very pious from her. She was very devoted to Krishna and service to Krishna from her childhood. And even in her childhood, imitating the elders, she used to worship the deities and play with the deities, cook for the deities, and she used to take bath in the Ganges 2-3 times a day, and Sachimata used to see her in the Ganga, on the bank of the Ganges, and in this way Sachimata developed a desire to have her as her daughter-in-law, and and Sanatan Goswami also, Sanatan Mishra also, was looking for a suitable candidate for her for his daughter, and and actually her daughter was extremely beautiful, and he was also a very exalted personality. He was the royal he had the royal patronage, the patronage of the king as a pandit, and so, and he also used to think of Nimai Pandit, who was unequal in his physical beauty and transcendental qualities. At a very young age, Nimai Pandit became famous as the most exalted, most accomplished scholar of India of that time by defeating Keshav Kashmiri. Keshav Kashmiri traveled all the way from Kashmir down to South India and defeated all the scholars of India. The only place that was left was Navadvip. And if he could defeat the scholars of Navadvip, then he would be recognized as the greatest scholar, as the greatest scholar of India. But Keshav Kashmiri's fame was so widespread already that and it was known to everyone that Keshav Kashmiri was defeating all the big scholars of India. So hearing that, that Keshav Kashmiri was coming, the scholars of Navadvip ran away from Navadvip. And the only person, only scholar that was left was Nimai Pandit. And he was only 14 years old at that time. Come, please. Anuttama Prabhu ki. Given asana. You give an asan to Rasamanul? So all the scholars of Navadvip started to run away. And Nimai Pandit, and when Keshav Kashmiri came, he heard that all the scholars have gone away from Navadvip under various pretexts. So Keshav Kashmiri was waiting for them to come back. And he heard about Nimai Pandit, who was only 14 years old. So he didn't think much of him. He was 14 years old, was the point in challenging him. But one day, Keshav Kashmiri encountered Nimai Pandit on the bank of the Ganges while Nimai Pandit was teaching a group of his students. So Keshav Kashmiri became curious and asked who he was, and he told that he was Nimai. So he inquired, "Oh, so you are the Nimai Pandit?" So he said, "Well, people out of affection call me Pandit, but actually I'm nothing, I'm nobody. I am a very insignificant soul." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "Okay, so come, I challenge you to a scholarly debate." So Nimai Pandit said, "Look, I came across an exalted personality like you. So I should rather take advantage of your association, not waste my time fighting with you." So so Keshav Kashmiri asked, "So tell me what you want to hear from me." So he said, "Please explain, please glorify the Ganges that is flowing." So Keshav Kashmiri composed 100 verses in glorification of Ganges right there. And then everyone was spellbound, and it was such a wonderful glorification of the river Ganges, Mother Ganges. So Keshav Kashmiri asked, "So, how did you like my glorifications of Ganges?" Everyone said, "Very nice, excepting a few mistakes here." So Keshav Kashmiri said, "Who are you to find mistakes in my composition? There is no mistake in my composition. There has never been any mistake in my composition. You are simply your young boy teaching some grammar. What do you understand of poetic alankar and the ornamentation of poetry?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quietly heard him, and then he asked, Keshav Kashmiri asked, "So what is the mistake?" Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited one verse, 64th verse from his composition, half 100 verses, and pointed out about 8 mistakes in one verse. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it has been described very beautifully. One thing I remember is one verse, one mistake that he pointed out was brilliantly stands out is he described Lord Shiva, from whose head Ganges is flowing, as Bhavani Bharta. Bhavani Bharta, Bhavani is the name of Durga or Parvati. And Bharta means husband. Now the word Bhavani literally means the wife of Bhava. Lord Shiva is known as Bhava. Bhava's wife is Bhavani. just as Indra's wife is Indrani, a Brahmana's wife is Brahmani. So Parvati is Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva. And his and her husband, Bhavani Bharta. So Mahaprabhu pointed out that this expression indicates as if Parvati has another husband. Lord Shiva's wife's husband. So, and in this way, there are, he pointed out, 8 different mistakes. Viruddhamati, this was a Viruddhamati. Then Bhagnakram, these are certain mistakes he pointed out. So in this way Keshav Kashmiri was defeated. Mahaprabhu did not challenge him in a debate and defeat, but just pointing out the mistakes in his composition, he defeated him. And in this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the age of 14 became well famous, or became known as the greatest scholar of the entire India. So naturally he was very well known, and so Sanatan Mishra also wanted to have this boy as his daughter's husband. And in course of time they got married. So Vishnupriya Devi was although she was Mahaprabhu's eternal consort, but her life actually is full of suffering, apparently due to the separation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because soon after their marriage, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went away. Mahaprabhu was only 24 years old at that time. And Vishnupriya was about 16 years old. Little girl, young girl. And the others got a chance to see Mahaprabhu after he took sannyas, but Vishnupriya Devi never got this opportunity to see him, because in the Vedic culture, when a husband takes sannyas, then wife never meets him again, or the husband never meets the wife. It is a custom that the husband and wife never meet. And like soon after Mahaprabhu sannyas, he came, Nityananda Prabhu brought him to Shantipur, and whole entire Navadvip went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, except only one person who didn't go, that is Vishnupriya Devi. And Sachimata and Vishnupriya were left behind when Mahaprabhu took sannyas. Prabhupada pointed out about Mahaprabhu's sannyas being so exemplary. By taking sannyas, Mahaprabhu set the example that if you serve Krishna, if you offer yourself to Krishna, then you don't need to worry about anything. Like Mahaprabhu himself showed, there was his 16-year-old wife and about 60-year-old mother. And these were the only two members in the family, and not a single male member he left home. And those days, the women didn't even go out of the house. Sometimes, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little boy, and he used to be naughty, and Sachimata used to try to get him, catch him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran into the road. He knew that his mother won't be able to come to the road. So he would go to the road, and Sachimata standing behind the door, she would just call him, ask him to come and beg him to come. And he said, no, I'm not going. So this is how strict the Vedic household culture used to be. The women never left home, didn't go out of the home. Even few years back, I remember when I was young, the ladies of high-class families, they did not go to take bath in the Ganges themselves. They used to be taken, carried in a palanquin, and the palanquin used to dip into the river, and that is how they used to take bath. They wouldn't come out of the palanquin. So, this is how chaste the society used to be. So at a time like that, when the ladies would not even go out of the house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left home, leaving his young wife and old mother practically unprotected. He took sannyas. And Vishnupriya Devi also, it has been described that she used to chant one Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and picked up a rice. And this is how she used to collect the rice, and with that rice she used to cook the bhog, offer it to the Lord, and that is how they used to maintain themselves. There was one very loyal servant who took care of them, that is Ishan Thakur. So, today is Vishnupriya Devi's appearance day. This Vasanta Panchami is a very special day. There's appearance day of so many exalted personalities. It's also the appearance of Raghunandan Thakur. There is a place called Sri Khanda, near Navadvip. In Sri Khanda, there were three great devotees. They are three brothers who are great devotees of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. They are Mukunda Das, Madhav Das, and Narahari Sarkar Thakur. And this Mukunda Das's son was Raghunandan. And Raghunandan was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda, "Mukunda, who is the father and who is the son?" Now, apparently, Mukunda was the father and Raghunandan was the son. But he asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, "Tell me, who is the father and who is the son?" And Mukunda Das's reply was, "Raghunandan is the father. I am the son. Because he brought me to Krishna consciousness. He brought me to your lotus feet." Actually, in this way, Raghunandan was the devotee of Sri Krishna, and he was considered to be a greater devotee than his father. There is one very beautiful incident that once Raghunandan, when Mukunda was going to some distant place, so he told Raghunandan to take care of the deity and offer him the bhoga. So he said, this has been described by Uddhav Das. He, in Bengali, he described, "গেলা কোন কার্যান্তরে সেবা করিবার তরে রঘুনন্দনে ডাকিয়ানি, ঘরে আছে কৃষ্ণ সেবা যত্ন করে খাওয়াইবা, এত বলি মুকুন্দ চলিলা." মুকুন্দ কল রঘুনন্দন এন্ড সেড দ্যাট, "আই এম গোয়িং, সো ইউ ফিড দ্য লর্ড এন্ড সার্ভ হিম ভেরি নাইসলি." সো রঘুনন্দন took the plate of prasad and bhoga plate and offered it to the Lord. And he kept on insisting, look, you have to eat. So he said, my father told me to feed you properly, so please eat. So because of the appeal of Raghunandan, Krishna ate everything. So when the father came back and he found that the prasadam plate was empty, so he asked Raghunandan, what happened? He said, well, Krishna ate everything. So his father became curious. So another day he told him that, look, I'm going out, so you feed him. So Raghunandan took the plate and Mukunda came back and he was watching what actually is happening. And he saw that on Raghunandan's request, Krishna took the laddu and he was eating. And then when he half ate the laddu, he saw that Mukunda was watching from behind the door, so he stopped. So in Shrikhanda, that deity of the Lord is still there with a laddu half eaten in his hand. So, and this is how the devotee has his request, makes his request to the Lord, and the Lord reciprocates in such a wonderful way. Addapyo shikhanda pure ardho ladu ache kore dekhe joto bhagyobanto jane. Still today in Shrikhanda, the deity with half eaten laddu in his hand is still there, and the fortunate souls can see him. Raghunandan is in Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Raghunandan is Kandarpa Manjari, and in Dwarka pastimes he is Krishna's son, Kandarpa. And so today also is the appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami, and a very, very exalted devotee of the Lord, who was one of the six, who is recognized as one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Sri Rup, Sri Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta, Das Raghunath. So Raghunath Das Goswami was born in a very wealthy family in Bengal. In Bengal there was a place called Triveni. Triveni, where three rivers are converging, the confluence of three rivers. And in Triveni was a big port those days. And the landlord of that place were two brothers known as Hiranna Majumdar and Govardhan Majumdar. Hiranna Majumdar did not have any son, but Govardhan had only one son, and that was Raghunath Das. Their annual income was 20 lakhs rupees. Not even 20 lakhs rupees, is actually 20 lakhs coins. It's more than rupees of today. And we can well imagine how opulent, how wealthy they were. And Raghunath Das Goswami, those days Bengal was under the Muslim domination, so his annual income was 20 lakhs, and out of that 12 lakhs he used to give to the the king. He had to give to the king as tax, and they used to have 8 lakhs. And Raghunath Das Goswami was the only son in that family. So you can well imagine with what kind of opulence he was brought up, in what kind of opulent atmosphere he was brought up. And Raghunath Das Goswami, from his childhood, became attracted to Krishna. It was actually due to the influence of Haridas Thakur. Raghunath Das Goswami, their Purohit was Balaram Acharya, Balaram Das. Their family priest was Balaram Das. And Balaram Das had a very close relationship with Haridas Thakur. That's why Haridas Thakur used to come to their house from time to time. And as a result of his influence, as a result of his association, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his young days, became a devotee of Krishna. And then he got to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he got to know about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his dream was to go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not very far, but those days even 30-40 kilometers was a long distance. Mayapur, Navadvip from Triveni was, about 50 kilometers, 30 miles. But he was a young boy, so he could not go on his own. But he used to think that someday I would go and have darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit at that time. So Raghunath, but then came the news that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas and left home. So those days when somebody used to take sannyas, he used to just disappear forever. No one would get to see him again. Those days there was no mobile phone. And so that sannyasis could be contacted. And once one left home, just left home for good. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sannyas was a little bit of an exception. He also left home and he wouldn't have come back. But Nityananda Prabhu brought him back, so that after his sannyas, the residents of Navadvip could get to see him again. And then Sachi Mata came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Sachi Mata requested that he could stay close by so that he could get his news. And as a result of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to, due to his mother's request, he decided to stay in Jagannath Puri. Otherwise, the sannyasis would just leave home and would never come back. For example, Mahaprabhu's elder brother, Vishwaroop, he took sannyas and no one ever saw him. Later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling to South India, and then he went to Pandharpur. There, Paramananda Puri gave him the news that Vishwaroop left his body there. Left his body means he left that body and he became one with Nityananda Prabhu. That's why Nityananda Prabhu is treated or considered to be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother. In one hand, he is elder brother because he is Balaram, Krishna's elder brother. But the other reason is that Vishwarup merged into Nityananda Prabhu. When Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement, he came back and joined him in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back to, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was brought back to Shantipur in the house of Advaita Acharya. So Raghunath got the news. Now this time he just ran to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to the house of Advaita Acharya. Shantipur was not so far from Tribeni. It was not that far, so he went there. And everybody knew his father as a very wealthy person. And his father was a great patron of Advaita Acharya also. So they had a very close relationship. So when Raghunath came, although there were thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people assembled there, the condition was that the wall actually was about to break Advaita Acharya house, because so many people wanted to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time. Then Raghunath Das Goswami was taken to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Raghunath Das Goswami requested Mahaprabhu that he wanted also to go with him. So then Mahaprabhu advised him that no, you go home. There is no need to display monkey renunciation. Go home and yatha yogya vishay bhunjo anasakto huya. Then you accept whatever is necessary to maintain yourself, and with a mood of detachment you accept everything. Anasakto huya. Sthir huya ghare jao naho batul. Krame krame pai lok bhavo shinduku. That do not become frivolous. Go home, become composed, become steady. Gradually you will come to the end of this material, ocean of material nature. Bhavo shinduku. And then he said, antare nishtha karo bachche loko vyabohar. Internally you maintain your nishtha, steadiness, and externally you show the formal dealings with others. Achirat krishna tomai koribe uddhar. Very soon Krishna will deliver you. Brindavan dekhi jabe ashibo nila chale, tabe tumi amapash ashiho kono chale. After visiting Vrindavan, when I will come back to Nilachal, under some pretext you come to me. Shechal shekale Krishna sphurabe tomar. What pretext you will have to use, Krishna will reveal it to you. Krishna kripa jare tare ke rakhite pare. One who has received the mercy of Krishna, who can tie him down to his household. Eto kohi Mahaprabhu tare bidai dila, ghare ashi Mahaprabhur shikha chorila. Saying that, Mahaprabhu bade him goodbye, and coming home, Raghunath Das started to act according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions. But still, Raghunath used to run away from home and try to go to Jagannath Puri. He ran away, his father sent ten shipahi, ten guards, and caught him back. Brought him back. In this way, whenever Raghunath used to run away, his father used to send his men and bring him, catch him in the middle of the road somewhere and bring him back home. Then they thought that maybe if we get him married, he'll get tied down to the family life. So they found the daughter of a very big, very wealthy landlord, was extremely beautiful. Her beauty has been described as she was as beautiful as an apsara. And they thought that if Raghunath gets married, then he will settle down. And in this way Raghunath was married to this girl. In the meantime, another very remarkable incident took place. Because they were very wealthy, they had many enemies also. So the local Muslim representative of the king became envious of Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle. And he made a false report to the king, Muslim king, that they are not giving all the money that they were supposed to give. Like, what he meant is that the money that they're collecting, they're not giving the clear account. And so in this way they're cheating the king. So the king became very upset, and he sent his soldiers to arrest Hiranna and Govardhan. But Hiranna and Govardhan got the news that the Muslim king has sent his soldiers to arrest them, so they ran away. And they came, the soldiers came, and they found that the father and Raghunath's father and his uncle were missing. So they arrested Raghunath and took him. And so they arrested him and kept him in the prison. And they were interrogating, "Please tell me, where is your father and your uncle?" Raghunath said, "Look, I don't know." And then the king decided, the king's jail keeper or his police chief, Ujir, he wanted to beat him up. But it has been described that whenever he came to beat him, just by seeing Raghunath's calm and composed, handsome form, he could not beat him. His heart just melted. And so he was telling that, "Look, why don't you tell me where your father is, and then I can let you go." And he said, "Look, I do not know. How can I tell you when I do not know?" And then this police chief told him that, "Look, I don't want to beat you. I want to have a simple compromise. So help me." So Raghunath just told him that, "Look, this is a thing between you all brothers. And why are you implicating me? Like, sort it out among yourselves." And I am also like your son. So when he said that police chief became so moved that he started to cry, and tears started to roll down his beards. The Muslims used to have beards, and his beards got soaked with his tears, and he let Raghunath go. So Raghunath came home, and then he met his father and uncle, and he said that, "Please go and sort it out among yourselves." So then they went, and very amicably this dispute was resolved. And everybody became very, very surprised with Raghunath's wisdom. Although he's a little young boy, but he was so wise that he could resolve such a terrible dispute, which could have ended in converting the whole family. The Muslims, they knew they would just torture and they would convert them, and they are ruthless actually. When they came to somebody's house, that meant that that house won't be there anymore. So, but because of Raghunath's intervention, by the divine arrangement of Krishna, everything was so, all this dispute was so favorably resolved. Then one day Raghunath, in Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila, this has been described. Marite ashiya jodi dekhe Raghunath, mon firi jaye tobe na pare marite. Marite ashiya jodi dekhe Raghunathe, mon firi jaye tobe na pare marite. He came, this Ujir used to come to beat him, and beat him means beat him with whips, with whips that would cut the flesh actually. But he was, just by seeing Raghunath, he could not beat him. There was something in Raghunath's appearance that even touched the cruel heart, stone-like heart of the Muslim. Then one day Raghunath got to know that Nityananda Prabhu came to Panihati. Panihati is again very close to the place on the bank of the Ganges, very close to Triveni. So when Raghunath got to know that Nityananda Prabhu has come, so he went to meet Nityananda Prabhu. So Raghunath came, and from a distance he saw Nityananda Prabhu was sitting under a banyan tree on the bank of the river Ganges, surrounded by his associates, and the whole area was lit up with the brilliant effulgence of Nityananda Prabhu and his associates. It was such a wonderful sight. So Raghunath from a distance offered obeisances, and Nityananda Prabhu was informed that Raghunath has come. He's offering obeisances. So Nityananda Prabhu said, "Where is that thief? Bring him here." So Raghunath was brought to Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu addressed Raghunath as a thief. And he said, "You have to be punished. The punishment is that you have to feed us with cheap rice and yogurt. Chira and dadhi." Why Nityananda Prabhu addressed him as a thief? Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. Hano nitai bine bhai Radha Krishna paite. Radha Krishna, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one cannot get Radha Krishna without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Because this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Nityananda Prabhu's property. If anybody wants to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has to go to Nityananda Prabhu. But Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, bypassing Nityananda Prabhu. Therefore, Nityananda Prabhu addressed him as a thief. And the punishment is to please the Vaishnavas. For that punishment, for that crime, the punishment is you have to feed the Vaishnavas and please the Vaishnavas. So Raghunath Das Goswami very happily accepted that punishment. And he immediately made arrangements to buy the chipped rice, all the chipped rice and yogurt they could find. And then the arrangement was made. And not only chipped rice and yogurt, and that was the summer time. That time you get very nice mangoes in Bengal. and you get jackfruits in Bengal, and you get bananas. So, chipped rice, yogurt, with mango pulp and jackfruit juice and bananas, they were all mixed. Plus all the rabris, all the kheer, all the sweets that were available in that area, everything was bought to feed Nityananda Prabhu and his associates. And then people also got the news that Raghunath Das Goswami is feeding. So they also started to come. And then the vendors, those who sell chipped rice and yogurt and sweets and kheer and fruits and everything, they also got the news that Raghunath Das Goswami is buying all that is available in the market. So they also came with their commodities to sell. And Raghunath Das Goswami's men bought all that and also invited them to partake to the feast. And in this way, so many people came that there was no space left on the land. So half of Ganges became filled. There was no no space left on the land, so they went into the water, in the knee-deep water. They were standing there, and and Raghunath Das Goswami, in this way, arranged this Chiradadhi festival in Panihati. And at that time, Nityananda Prabhu called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came also. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu went to every plate, every person, and picked up the morsel of chipped rice and yogurt and sweets and everything, and offered it to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate, Nityananda Prabhu ate from each plate. Only some fortunate ones could see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because unless and until one had the transcendental vision, he could not see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But those who had their visions purified, spiritualized, they saw how Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was not only Nityananda Prabhu walking alone, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also was walking with him. So, in this way, Nityananda Prabhu bestowed his mercy upon Raghunath Das Goswami, and he organized this Chiradai festival in Panihati. And then after that, Raghunath Das Goswami could leave home. This time no one could catch him. So their family priest also was Jadunandan Acharya. So one day Jadunandan Acharya came to Raghunath in the middle of the night, and he said that, look, my pujari is missing, and I don't know how who will make the deity worship next morning. So Raghunath Das Goswami said, okay, don't worry, I'll go and inform him. And he took this opportunity. Otherwise Raghunath Das Goswami was always guarded. There were 5-6 guards were guarding him all the time so that he couldn't run away. But he took this opportunity to inform the pujari, and he ran away. He must have informed the pujari also to go, but after informing him, he just left for Jagannath Puri. He thought this was an opportunity. But this time he did not take the main road. He took the country road, village road, and through the forest. And he travelled to Jagannath Puri, constantly running for 12 days. On foot from Bengal to Jagannath Puri takes about 1 month. But he traversed that path in 12 days. And that also through forest road, forest and village road. And in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami arrived in Jagannath Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to see him. And he entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to Sarup Damodar Goswami. You take care of this boy. And Sarup Damodar Goswami was Mahaprabhu's constant associate. And now in the meantime, in the morning when everybody woke up, they found that Raghunath is missing. So everyone was very worried. Mother was really upset. Told his father that this time when you catch him, tie him up with a chain. So that he can't run away again. So his father said, look, the opulence like that of Indra and a beautiful wife like an Apsara could not tie him down. Do you think a mere chain will be able to tie him down? He says, one who receives the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is what happens to him. He loses all attraction for material nature. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami reached Jagannath Puri, and his father did not try to get him back. He said, let him be. Why? If he wants to stay in Jagannath Puri, let him stay with Mahaprabhu. But every month he sent four servants, and every month he was sending him 2,000 rupees just for his upkeep. He thought, let him be there. Then a rich man's son, he thought that, okay, let him live nicely. But he did not know what happened to Raghunath. So Raghunath, with the servants and the money, used to organize feasts and invite Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees. But then one day, he stopped. He thought, why should I take money from my father? After all, he is a materialist. And so why should I take money from my father? I have taken shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why should I depend on my father? I have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So why should I depend upon anybody else? So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, Sarup, how come Raghunath doesn't invite us to this feast anymore? So Sarup Damodar informed him that yes, Raghunath stopped taking the money from his father and he sent the servants back to home. Mahaprabhu was very pleased. He said, that's very good. Bishoir anno khaile dushto hai. If one eats the food given by the materialistic person, the mind becomes wicked. So it's very good that Raghunath stopped taking that money. But how does he maintain himself? Where does he? He says, well, in Jagannath temple, when the food is given, Jagannath prasad is given to the poor people, the beggars, Raghunath sits there and takes that. No, I'm sorry. He said, Raghunath, when the pujaris go home after worshipping, Raghunath stands by the door, Singha Dwar, main entrance of Jagannath temple, and the pujaris give him some Mahaprasad. So Raghunath is taking that. So Mahaprabhu said, very good. But then, after some time, Mahaprabhu asked Sarup Damodar, Sarup, I don't see Raghunath by Singhadwar anymore. He said, yes, he stopped even begging Mahaprasad. So, how does he maintain himself? Well, he sits with the beggars, and when the prasad is, Jagannath prasad is given to those beggars, which is called Kangali Bhojan, the feeding the beggars. So he gets some prasad. Mahaprabhu said, very good. Raghunath is developing detachment. And after some time, Mahaprabhu asked, Sarup Damodar, I don't see Raghunath even taking prasad from the beggar in Kangali Bhojan? He said, yes, he stopped taking that also. How does he maintain himself? The bad prasad, the stale and rotten prasad that is dumped in the, that is thrown in the drain at the back of the temple, the things that even the cows will not eat and goats will not eat, Raghunath collects that and washes away the bad part, and whatever is left from that prasad, he takes that. Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. He ran to Raghunath's hut and he asked, Raghunath, you are having this most wonderful prasad of Lord Jagannath, depriving us all. So Raghunath became very embarrassed. Mahaprabhu, I am not taking this best of Jagannath's prasad. He said, and now you are even lying to me. And Mahaprabhu reached out to that clay pot, small little clay pot that had that prasad that was thrown away at the back of the train, at the back of the temple in the train. And Mahaprabhu started to eat that. And Raghunath tried to stop him. Please, it's not for you to eat. It's not for you to eat. But Mahaprabhu kept on relishing that. So in this way, through Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu established the standard of renunciation. So Raghunath Das Goswami, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left the planet, he could not stay in Jagannath Puri anymore. He decided that he would give up his body, falling from Govardhan. And that's called Shilapatan. He wanted to give up his body after Mahaprabhu left the planet. The Sanatana Goswami, when he arrived there in Jagannath Puri, in Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami could understand his mind. And he told him about his encounter in a situation like this with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he told him that he was also planning to give up his body under the wheels of Jagannath's chariot. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood his mind and told him, Sanatana, it is stealing. This body is not yours. What right do you have to destroy this body? It's not your body anymore. It's my body. And besides that, do you think by committing suicide, by giving up your body, you are going to get Krishna? If by giving up the body one could get Krishna, then I was prepared to give up hundreds of bodies. And so he told Raghunath not to do that, not to kill him, not to give up his body in this way. And he told that, look, you are so fortunate that you are with Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. You knew all the happenings, all the incidents. And we all are dying to hear those pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, you tell us. So every evening they used to get together and Raghunath Das Goswami used to narrate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Jagannath pastimes to them. So in this way, Raghunath Das Goswami became the source of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And that's why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami collected most of his information from Raghunath Das Goswami's narrations. And that's why after every chapter he glorified Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. Rupa Raghunath Padi. Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi. Rupa Raghunath Padi. No, the last lines. Rukuru Madhu Pade Jar Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahi Krishna Das. Kahi Krishna Das. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami Ki Gaur Premanande. Any comment, Anuttama Prabhu, Rasamandala Prabhu? Hare Krishna, all glory is to Shiva. You have a question?
You mentioned how Nityananda Prabhu got fault of bypassing him, has punished Raghunatha Goswami to serve the Vaishnavas. So is it a general principle that if we by any chance bypass an authority, we have to compensate that by serving Vaishnavas?
Bypass means we cannot bypass Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's representative, spiritual master. The process is that to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we must go through Nityananda Prabhu or his representative.
So if we by any chance have bypassed, is it that it's an atonement, the atonement is to...
So you have to feed Chirade to the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna, all glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.